Big Black Cock. What's the big deal? Part 1. I've had a slew of clients recently asking me about big black cock and why do women and many men crave them. I thought it was about time to talk about it openly and without shame. Now, some find it racist to be attracted to big black cock, that they are fetishized. I am one who tries not to judge people's desires and kinks. Sometimes there's no explanation at all why we're attracted to someone or something. I encourage just accepting it for what it is and enjoy it. Dream about it. Masturbate thinking about it. Fulfill those fantasies if you're able to. Size matters. I have had sex with lots of men. Lots. And the grand majority of those were black. I know some people like to say they know a black man with a small cock, but from my decades of experience, and certainly what we see in porn movies, shows that most black men have deliciously large, long, and thick dicks with veins. Makes me swoon. The biggest black dick I ever saw with my own eyes was a Jamaican man's. I saw it in his pants, but wasn't quite sure what I was seeing. Could that really be a penis? Near his knee? I had to find out. We went to his place, and as he dropped his pants down, my eyes bugged out more with every passing moment. Good Lord! It was his cock in there! When the pants were on the floor, fuck underwear at that point, right? There in front of me was a man about 5'8" tall with a dick that dangled almost to his knee. Later, I realized my mouth must have been gaping open with awe, shock, because he reached behind him and picked up a measuring tape. The man kept a measuring tape on his bedside table. I imagine he had to measure and remeasure about 8,000 times before believing its length, too. Note to guys, girls do not find measuring your dick sexy. Don't hand her a measuring tape as foreplay. That's your PSA for the day. Anyway, it was rather amusing that he gave me the measuring tape and I held off for a second. Is he flaccid? Hard? It was difficult to tell. I shrugged and measured anyway. 13 inches. 13 fucking inches! I'd love to tell you the story ended amazingly erotic, that he fucked me for hours, filling my cunt with every black inch he owned, and that I came and came and came. But alas, the story was much more of a yawn than that. This dude made his cock hard, yes, I measured again, still 13 inches, and thrust partway in me twice, maybe three times, and came. I remember stifling a laugh that he sucked that bad. He might have had a god-sized dick, but the man couldn't do shit with it. I made sure, because I slept with him again, to see if the first time was a fluke. It wasn't. Can you see me rolling my eyes with this hilarious memory? That unfortunate experience did not stop me from sleeping with more black men, however. Most were a more normal size, 9 or 10 inches. And fuck me silly, those men would wield those cocks as if they were swords slaying dragons. I was no damsel in distress, either. The black man, white woman stereotype. If your girlfriend or wife waves a big black cock under your nose, telling you how much she wants to be fucked by one, it could be one of several reasons, or all of them rolled into one. What has she told you why she wants a black man in her cunt? I find the stereotype of a black man's desire for large size or big-bottomed white girls to be true. I have a Cuban ass, nice and wide. Whenever I'm around black men, I get dozens more compliments on what I'm wearing or how pretty I am than when I'm with white men. Sometimes it seems that black men just know how to treat women better in general. But from the people of color in my life, it really is a delight in white women's bodies. When I am in bed with a black man, His especial attention to my round arse feels magnificent. That he doesn't expect it to be small and perky is awesome. He appreciates his jiggly, wiggly fleshiness. I love when he swats at it, where I can watch in the mirror the delight on his face as he dives his face down onto my bottom, taking a deliciously playful bite out of me. And the juxtaposition between white and black is incredible as well. I never tire of comparing our skin next to each other. Mirrors are a must in big black cock sex. Then there's the enormous historic taboo of a black man fucking a white woman. We simply cannot discount the sexual charge of a taboo. That there is so much porn, erotica, and fantasies about a black man and a white woman gives a hint to its sexual power. Instead of freaking out that you aren't being politically correct with your fantasies, just go with them. Ride the energy. Have fun with your thoughts instead of projecting society's incessant judgment on what makes your cock hard or your pussy wet. But I'm a man, or I'm a sissy. Oh, I haven't forgotten you folks. In part two, I will explore the specific aspects of big black cock with cocksuckers. And please fuck my pussy girls. Big black cock up close and personal. And then you ask, what is being with a big black cock actually like? In Big Black Cock, What's a Big Deal part two, I will take a graphic look at touching, licking, and sucking big black cock.